You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome, my friend, to part two of Atomic Habits and the key takeaways and just me summarizing the book by James Clear. With that note, if you have not had an opportunity to listen to episode 514, I want to highly suggest and encourage you to make sure you check out that episode where I break down the four laws that James Clear highlights in his incredible book, Atomic Habits. About how to create good habits. I want to go ahead and quickly highlight those for you because I think providing you with some of that context is going to lead nicely into today's episode, which is going to be much shorter and sweeter, and it's going to be really focused in on how do you break bad habits, right? Bad habits are things that I have, you have, we all have bad habits, but it's about being aware of what those habits are and then understanding, leveraging tools and resources and knowing how do you break out of those bad habits. Okay, so let me just go ahead and rewind and quickly highlight and summarize the four laws of how to create a good habit. First law is you want to make it obvious. And in episode 514, I broke down the four steps on how you actually do that using certain tools like the habit scorecard, implementation intentions, habit stacking, etc. The second law is you want to make it attractive. And I broke down about, you know, talked about temptation bundling and joining a culture or community where, you know, your desired behavior is the norm. I mean, that is the normal behavior there. The third law, make it easy. And the fourth law, make it satisfying. So again, definitely check out episode 514. I get into depth on, and I think hopefully I did James Clear justice and I summarized it to the best of my ability there. So I think you'll get a lot out of that episode. Well, that episode was on how to create, develop, sustain good habits, positive habits. Today's episode is going to be shorter, more condensed, and it's going to be about how to break bad habits. So I want to go ahead and highlight, there's also four laws when it comes to breaking bad habits. And it's actually the inversion of the laws that I just summarized for you on positive habits, on good habits. So the first law on how to break a bad habit is you want to make it invisible, right? You want to remove it from your life, remove it from your environment when and if at all possible. So basically what this means is you want to just reduce your exposure to this bad habit. You know, you want to remove any cues of your bad habits from your environment. What's an example of removing a cue? Let's say, again, health examples and losing weight, just they tend to, you know, just be easy to kind of digest, no pun intended, and to comprehend. So let's say you want to lose weight. Well, but you go to your pantry and it's filled with Oreo cookies and Lucky Charms and just Doritos and just crap that you know is not good for you. Stuff that you know is not going to help you lose weight. In fact, it's the opposite. It's going to help you gain weight. Well, one of the ways you can reduce exposure and remove those negative cues is to grab all that stuff and throw it away. So remove the temptation. What are you doing? You're making it invisible. So get rid of the stuff that you know is not going to help you. Let's say another example, let's say that, you know, you want to develop the habit of being more productive. And yet, because you've used the habit tracker and the habit scorecard that I talked about in episode 514, you're aware that, you know, you find yourself on social media a lot, just kind of mindlessly scrolling and, you know, 1 minute turns into 30 minutes and, you know, now you've lost 30 minutes of productivity. Well, you can use certain tools and certain apps to block your access to those websites or to those or to certain apps between certain times. Right? So that's a way to reduce exposure or remove certain cues. The second inversion law is to make it unattractive, right? So, and what you want to do, what that means is you want to essentially reframe your mindset. You want to highlight the benefits of avoiding your bad habits. So what's an example? Let's kind of just piggyback on the last example of mindlessly scrolling through Instagram or Facebook or social media. If in fact you want to be more productive and you want to reduce the time spent on social, highlight the benefits that you're going to gain by avoiding that habit of just mindlessly scrolling. So let's say that you do that for an hour a day. And let's say that's 7 hours a week. Let's say you do that every single day. What could you do with an additional 7 hours, particularly if those 7 hours were spent on something positive, on a good habit, something that was tied to one of your goals or desired outcomes? How could your life be different if you got 7 additional hours per week, right? Or 28 hours a month, or, you know, 300 to 400 hours a year? What would your life look like? Well, highlight those benefits. You know, well, with an additional 7 hours, I could do this, I could do that, I could improve in this area, I could impact this person, I can, you know, I can contribute here. I mean, just so actually write out and highlight the benefits of what you're going to gain by avoiding the bad habits. The third law of inversion is to make it difficult. And those are just 2 quick, easy steps. You want to increase the friction and increase the number of steps between you and your bad habits. So if you remember in episode 514, if you heard that, I talked about the third law was to make it easy. And you wanted to reduce the friction between you and your good habits. Well, obviously, this is the inversion law. So the inverted law. So this is the exact opposite. You want to increase friction. You want to increase the number of steps between you and your bad habits. So, you know, I know, back to the example of eating healthy versus not eating healthy. I know if you jump on Amazon, there are products out there like a cookie jar that actually have a lock on them, or cookie jars that have a timer on them. And what are you doing? Now you're increasing friction that if you really want to eat that cookie, you have to go through the process of unlocking the cookie jar. I remember when I read Mike Michalowicz's book, Profit First, one of the things that he tells you to do when I implemented Profit First about well over a year and a half ago, one of the things he asked you to do is to create a profit account and a tax account outside of your normal banking institution. And in that book, you know, he shares that this should be a banking institution that you don't have online banking, you don't have access to checks. And if you can, you know, have it where it's hours away from you and you would actually have to drive hours just to get your money, that is an example of increasing friction and increasing the number of steps between you and your bad habits. So making it difficult to access that money because you don't want to be spending your tax money until it's the time. You don't want to spend your profit money until it's time to do that. So there's an example. The second step of the third law of inversion of making it difficult is you want to use a commitment device. So what that basically means is you want to restrict your future choices to only the ones that benefit you. Okay. And that's pretty straightforward and self-explanatory. So last but not least, the fourth law of inversion is make it unsatisfying. And this is 2 quick, easy steps. Get an accountability partner, ask someone to watch your behavior. You know the power of having an accountability partner. And if you don't, you should absolutely get somebody. I'm in the process of going through 75 Hard, as you may or may not have heard. And I actually have 2 accountability partners, 2 friends of mine that are also going through 75 Hard. And we keep each other accountable on a daily basis. So one way to make things unsatisfying is by making sure that they check in on you and making sure that you're on task and, you know, you don't want to let them down. Publishing your goals, you know, publicly, and that could be a way to hold yourself accountable. So you are making you not following through unsatisfying, right? Because you're asking, you know, that you have an accountability partner or an accountability measure in place. And last but not least is, this is really cool. He talks about creating a habit contract. And in the contract, you make the cost of your bad habits public and painful. I don't know if I've ever shared this story with you on the podcast, but back in 2010, I was getting into the info publishing, info marketing space. And I had a goal to create a product. At the time, it was called Flip Crushers, where myself and a good friend of mine who I was publishing as the expert, we partnered up and we were creating and launching this training program called Flip Crushers, essentially teaching people how to flip and wholesale properties. And we did this big product launch and I had a bunch of affiliates and people in the industry behind me. And in doing so, I decided that I wanted to hire an internet marketing expert, somebody who has done a lot of successful product launches and ended up paying this particular person a lot of money to coach and just mentor me through this process. And I remember my first call with him, it was a pretty short call, 15, 20 minutes. And at the end of the call, there had been something that I had committed to. And before I hung up, he said, "Hey, outside of doing what you just committed to, there's another action item I want you to do. And I go, "Okay, cool, man. What's up?" He goes, "Take your checkbook out and I want you to write a check to my name for $10,000. And I want you to put it in an envelope and here's my mailing address and ship it to me. And I'm like, okay. I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, I just paid you a lot of money. This is like our first call. Like, I didn't know that I was confused. I was like, is this like a bait and switch? Like, now I owe you more money. Like, what's the deal here? And he goes, I'm going to hold on to this check. If you don't get this done by this date, I'm going to cash this check. Well, what do you think happened? Not only did I get it done, I got it done well in advance of the date that I had told him, because there was no way that I was going to pay another 10 grand when this is something that I knew would help in this product launch. I knew it would help in getting this product out to people. Not only were we going to make a bunch of money, but we were going to help people. So I got it done. I essentially created a contract, you know, with him. So similar to any purchase and sale contract, actually write out a contract. And I believe if you go to, if you go to atomichabits.com/resources, there's actually a Hobbit contract template and example that you can download and use. So using a contract and putting in there, like similar to like a deposit, you know, if you don't follow through on your contract, you lose the deposit. You can actually state what the punishment is and make the cost of your bad habits public and painful. So that's the last example of make it unsatisfying. So just to quickly recap, how to break a bad habit, the four laws of inversion: make it invisible, make it unattractive, make it difficult, make it unsatisfying. Again, I want to underscore that these last two podcast episodes, which is kind of my recap and my summary on the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, it's not a substitution for reading that book, but hopefully you've gained some insight and perspective and some tools that you can use and leverage in your life and business to create better habits, eliminate bad habits. Because look, I have bad habits. We all have bad habits, but it's being aware and then understanding how to break those habits and replacing those with positive habits that are going to help take you from where you are to where you want to go. And with that said, that's the ultimate goal and aim of this podcast: to help you in certain areas of your life, certain areas of your business. And hopefully this is a go-to podcast and tool for you, a resource where you can plug into, get inspired, get the motivation, get the content that you need. And then it's just a matter of implementing and taking action. So if I can help you in any way, let me know. I'm going to go ahead and make one more thing available. If you listen to episode 514, you heard that at the end, I was gifted this book by somebody, a random stranger that I met sitting on an airplane on my way to Guatemala. And I had shared with her that I had heard about this book and it was next on my list. And at the end, she wasn't even done with the book and she gifted it to me and she wrote me a nice note. Well, I want to go ahead and gift this book to somebody. And here's what I want you to do. This only applies if you have not done. Actually, let's just make it, even if you have, if you go to flipempire.com/podcast, that's going to take you to Apple Podcast. I want you to go ahead and give me a 5-star rating and leave a review, leave a positive review. Take a snapshot or a screenshot of that and then post it on Facebook and tag me with a note. First person that does that, I'm going to go ahead and purchase this book. Just DM me your name and mailing address and I will send you the Atomic Habits book, okay? I made that available to the first person from episode 514 and I want to go ahead and make this available one more time. First person that does this, I'm going to go ahead and send you the book. It will be on my social media, so it'll be timestamped and we'll know exactly, you know, we'll know who gets the prize of Atomic Habits. You know, book is, I don't know, $20 to $30, but more importantly, it's just the information contained in this book and what it can do for your life. So with that being said, I really look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Take care, my friend. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.